Hi there, everybody. It's Steve on Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast on this Thursday, the 11th of March. Sometimes you come across just little stories from real life that don't just inspire you, but sort of seem to go deep inside and touch your very soul. And I read this story a few weeks ago and recorded it just on some notes that I keep, thinking that I want to share it at some point or other, and I feel I want to share it this morning. It's a man that I suppose all of us, if not most of us at least, are familiar with. The legend that is Nelson Mandela, who spent all those years, I think it was 26 years, in prison, finally being released and becoming the president of South Africa. An incredible story of an incredible man who, every time you witnessed him, mainly on newscasts, seemed an incredibly gracious man who had been touched by something of the Spirit of God despite the awful things that had happened to him in his life. This is a true story that he relates. After becoming president, I asked some of my bodyguard members to go for a walk with me into town. After we'd had a walk, we went for lunch at a nearby restaurant. We sat in one of the more central ones and each of us asked what we wanted. After a bit of waiting, the waiter who brought our menus appeared. At that moment, I realised that at the table that was right in front of ours, there was a single man waiting to be served. When he was served, I told one of my soldiers, "Go and ask that man to join us." The soldier went and transmitted my invitation. The man stood up, took the plate, and sat next to me. While eating, his hands were shaking constantly, and he didn't lift his head from the food. When we finished, he waved at me without even looking at me. I shook his hand and walked away. A soldier said to me, "Madiba, that man must be very sick as his hands wouldn't stop shaking while he was eating." "Not at all. The reason for his tremor is another," I replied. They looked at me weird and I said to them, "That man was the guardian of the jail I was locked up in. Often, after the torture I was subjected to, I screamed and cried for water. And he came to humiliate me. He laughed at me and instead of giving me water, he urinated on my head. He wasn't sick. He was scared and shook, maybe fearing that now I am president of South Africa, I would send him to jail and do the same thing he did with me, torturing and humiliating him. But that's not me. That behaviour is not part of my character or my ethics. Minds that seek revenge destroy states, while those that seek reconciliation build nations." Wow. Just ponder that image and that thought today. Make a great day. Carpe diem.